From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, with U.S. President Donald Trump considering renewing the Project Freedom, defense chiefs of South Korea and the U.S. meet at the Pentagon to discuss what they call mutual security interests. President Lee Jae-myung calls for fiscal action to ride out the Middle East crisis, calling the opposition's warning against rising national debt as populist trap. And with a month remaining to the 2026 World Cup, we met with football experts for their views on what to expect. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Choi. South Korean Defense Minister An Kyu-baek and U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth held talks at the Pentagon on Monday. The two sides said in a statement after the closed-door talks that they have agreed to work together to strengthen cooperation in areas of mutual security interest. Their discussions likely included the situation in the Strait of Hormuz. Kim Bum-soo has more.
The meeting came as the U.S. is urging South Korea to take an active role in ensuring freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz in the wake of an attack on a South Korean cargo ship in the critical waterway last week.
In this current global threat environment, the strength of our alliance is critical. And we look to our partners to stand shoulder to shoulder with us.
한미동맹은 어려운 시기에도
As a ROK-US alliance has get together upon a bedrock of unwavering trust even through hard times, we remain committed to close cooperation in the future in one voice.
Without a clear reference to the situation in the Middle East, the two defense chiefs agreed to continue cooperation in areas of, quote, mutual security interest, according to their media statement. The leaders also delved into the planned transfer of wartime operational control of the Allied forces on the Korean Peninsula back to South Korea.
Republic of Korea's commitment to increase defense spending and your leadership in assuming primary responsibility for the security of the Korean Peninsula is very important. It demonstrates alliance burden sharing that all of American partners would do well follow.
The Trump administration is pushing for increased burden sharing for its allies, urging Seoul to take the lead in deterring North Korea with its own conventional weapons capabilities, alongside Washington's critical but more limited support. The initiative aligns with President Lee Jae-myung's campaign pledge to complete the command transition by 2028 and secure greater autonomy and a self-reliant defense within his term in office. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
The presidential office has declined to comment on the nature of the aerial objects that hit a South Korean civilian ship in the Strait of Hormuz last week, saying further investigation is needed. An official from the presidential office said additional examination of the debris from those objects would aim to shed more light on who was responsible for the attack and on the exact nature of the objects. The remarks came after some local news outlets reported that the debris from the aerial objects collected at the site of the attack contained engine remnants from Iranian Shahed-136 drones. A South Korean Foreign Ministry official rebutted those reports, saying further investigation is needed to determine the facts. Foreign Minister Cho Hyun says the remnants of the two objects that hit the HMM Namu in the Strait of Hormuz last week will arrive here soon. Speaking to reporters Tuesday, Cho said an expert research institute will take the lead in looking at the debris to determine what hit the HMM Namu. The foreign ministry said it is looking into how and when it can bring in the debris. President Lee Jae-myung says now is a time to spend. Speaking at a cabinet meeting Tuesday, the president said increasing fiscal spending is critical for the economy as the war in the Middle East enters its 11th week. He also hit back at critics who've accused his administration of overspending. Andrew Jung has more.
President Lee Jae-myung has turned the tables on his political opposition. Presiding over a cabinet meeting Tuesday, the president said now is the time to invest and grow the economy's potential. He asked government ministers to write next year's budget with this mindset. At the cabinet meeting, Lee referred to a government-sponsored report this week that said every 1 million won, roughly every 674 U.S. dollars, that his administration doled out to the public in spending coupons last year, caused people to spend an additional 430,000 won. The president said this objectively proves that increased government spending is beneficial to the economy, adding that the real government debt remains below 10% of gross domestic product. In an apparent reference to his political adversaries, President Lee said there are voices calling out for lower fiscal spending, pointing to the public debt. But he said the country must not fall into the populist trap of supporting austerity during times of low consumption. The president's remarks come after the main conservative party has repeatedly described his administration's policy of ramping up fiscal spending as populist. President Lee said the government must play its role by cushioning the economy as inflationary pressures intensify due to the Iran war. Andrew Jung, KBS World Radio News.
With just 1 month to go until the 2026 FIFA World Cup kicks off, anticipation is building among South Korean football fans eager to see how far the national team can go in what promises to be the biggest, boldest edition of the tournament ever staged. KBS World Radio's primetime news show, Korea 24, spoke with two football experts about their predictions for the team's performance. Yoon So-young reports.
This edition of the World Cup is a historic first. It's co-hosted by three nations for the first time, has expanded from 32 to 48 teams, and features a brand new round of 32 that opens up the knockout stage to more contenders than ever before. For South Korea, this will be its 11th consecutive World Cup appearance, a streak that began in 1986 in Mexico, the very country the Taeguk Warriors will return to this summer.
I think the first match is always very important, and for Korea to go up against Czechia in the first match, I think you got to win that one too.
On KBS World Radio's primetime news show Korea 24, two football experts pointed to the opening match against Czechia as critical for setting the tone.
I think round of 32 is probably as far as I will go.
UK Asian football correspondent John Durden forecast South Korea picking up 4 points and reaching the round of 32, while Yonhap news agency sports reporter Yoo Ji-ho predicted three draws and a third-place finish, with both expecting South Korea's tournament to end there.
3 points in round of 32, but no round of 16 for Korea. That's my call.
The biggest storyline for South Korea remains whether captain Son Heung-min can deliver a memorable last dance in what is widely expected to be his final World Cup. Attacking chemistry and a thin bench were flagged as concerns, along with Hong Myung-bo's still unresolved choice between a back three and back four system. The final squad will be announced May 16th, with the first contingent departing for the United States May 18th. With the schedule keeping all three of South Korea's group matches on Mexican soil, with two of them in the same city, the Taeguk Warriors will head into the tournament with a real edge. Whatever the predictions, kickoff is now just 30 days away, and all eyes will be on the Taeguk Warriors when the tournament finally begins. Yoon So-hyang, KBS World Radio News.
The state-run Korea Development Institute says the domestic economy is showing signs of recovery in the wake of an export boom stemming from the semiconductor supercycle. In a monthly report on Tuesday, the institute said exports have experienced a significant increase based on semiconductor shipments, and the service sector has also seen improvements. Despite uncertainties in global trade due to the protracted Iran war, exports in April expanded 48% year-on-year. Rain is expected in parts of Gangwon Province, Chungcheong Province, and the Gyeongsang region Tuesday night, with cloudy skies forecast nationwide and heavy rain in parts of the country Wednesday. According to the Korea Meteorological Administration, rainfall is forecast to begin in the late afternoon Wednesday in the mountains of Gangwon Province. Morning lows on Wednesday will range from 11 to 16 degrees Celsius, about 1 to 4 degrees lower than Tuesday's. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Cha.
KBS World Radio.